Well, let's find out if I made the right decision in wearing shorts today and thinking that it's going to be about 60 when I get to work. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, Marshall. Well, you may be right, but it's going to shower, too. So that means you're going to get your kneecaps wet.
Well, my kneecaps need to be wet.
Okay.
I'm all wet. All wet, you know.
Those showers will begin to develop across the region late morning, through the afternoon, and even into tonight. Lows tonight, 40 to 45. Now, there'll be some scattered showers passing through tomorrow. A little bit of sun, blustery clouds, windy, highs mid-50s, partly sunny and windy, mid-50s Thursday, sun and patchy clouds and windy, near 60 Friday. Now, I think there'll be more in the way of clouds Saturday, but no rain. And temps, again, will still be about 60. Sunday should be the better of the two weekend days with sunshine and highs in the mid-60s on Sunday. So that seems to be the better of the 2 days this weekend. Happy about that because my sister and her two friends are coming up from Long Island on Sunday to pay me a visit. So I'm glad the weather's going to be nice.
Are you going to cook for them?
Yep.
Do you have it already picked out?
I have it all settled. I'm going to make ravioli, meatballs, and eggplant parmesan, and a salad.
Now, when you make your eggplant parmesan, do you slice the eggplant really thin?
Not very thin, because the way I do it is I cut it, bread it, and then I'll make little stacks. And in between each one, I'll put maybe three pieces of eggplant. In between each one, I'll put some ricotta and mozzarella.
Do you peel the skin off?
The skin off? I usually do.
Yeah.
I like it either way, but I mean, I usually do.
I like it thin if it's got the skin on. And if the skin is off, then it can be any thickness. It doesn't matter to me.
Right. I do think that, I mean, that's one of my favorite. Eggplant? I could have eggplant every day, never get tired of it.
You know, I like eggplant rollatini.
Rollatini, for the most part, what they do is they put the ricotta cheese and the mozzarella in the eggplant and then they roll it. I'm going to do it in like a stack of pancakes and put it in between.
Well, you're going to do it like a real lasagna.
Right, like a real lasagna, yeah. Correct.
But eggplant rollatini is nice to have for like a lunch. You know, it's enough for one, and it's easy to handle when you have lunch. But yeah, eggplant, like I said, I just don't like the skin for the eggplant. That's why I've got to have it then.
Some people do, some people don't, but it doesn't matter either way. Either way is fine. No problem. No problem at all. But that's it. I mean, relatively quiet weather. You know, it's going to be cool and windy, but really quiet. Nothing to, throw our hands up in the air and say, oh, no. However, I have to tell you, I threw my hands up in the air when I read on the internet that Russia says that nuclear war is a real threat.
Well, I guess it's always a real threat when you have people that are trying to take over lands and they have nuclear weapons and their armies on the ground aren't doing so good.
Yeah, well, I don't even know how they could.
Where'd you read that?
On the internet.
Okay.
It said about 8 hours ago. 8 hours ago. I forget who it was of Russia. Said that it is a real threat. And I don't understand why any country would want to consider a nuclear threat. Because if you ask me, you start that. You're looking at the end of the world.
All right, so Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned there's a serious risk of nuclear war over Ukraine.
Yeah.
Even as he signaled the Kremlin is willing to talk to the U.S. to try to resolve the confrontation. So we'll see what happens. I just think that's a lot of bluster talk. I mean, they're trying to divert attention from the fact that now some really serious arms are in Ukraine, heading for the Eastern Front, arms that can shoot shells over a long distance. And also, I don't know if you've been following the news lately. Over the past 4 days, four defensive buildings in Russia, along the western portions of Russia, three buildings have caught on fire, and the major railway leading into Ukraine, which was loaded with tanks and stuff going into the Ukraine, was blown up in Russia. So the Ukraine is striking back into Russia itself.
Well,
what did they think was going to happen?
Yeah, really. Did they really think that Ukraine was just going to stand by or sit by in subways and wait for Russia to bomb the heck out of them?
You know, sooner or later, even a coward like me, you get slapped in the face enough times.
Exactly. You respond.
You respond sooner or later.
Yep. You're absolutely right. The whole thing is just a nightmare. An absolute nightmare.
It really is. And right now there's no answer to it. And of course the United States and Europe want Russia to lose this war and lose it bad, so they don't have designs on trying this again at any time in the near future. So it's just a real tough situation.
Yeah, I mean, it actually is. It's really, really, really tough. But I say you have to do what you have to do. It's as simple as that, Marshall. And they are doing what they have to do. Talking about Ukraine.
Yeah.
I fully support them, and I feel very, very bad for everybody who has lost their lives. But I feel very bad for especially the children.
All right. Now, I cooked something new yesterday I'd never tried before.
Uh-oh.
No, I took a cabbage, and I blanched it and boiled it down. Then I put it in a pot with some mushrooms, a little bit of olive oil, some garlic, not shallots, but the thin onions, scallions, with some scallions, and then a little bit of chicken stock. And I cooked it down, and Pat, it came out unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable. You know, once you boil down cabbage like that, it gets very sweet. So you had the sweet taste of the cabbage, the earthy taste of the mushrooms, and then you had the garlic and salt and pepper, and it was great. It was great.
So, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it really was. It really was unbelievable.
Good for you, Marshall.
Well, here we go. That's what I did yesterday for about 2 hours.
Okay.
And I ate some and I took a nap. All right, Pat. So the weather is showers today, showers tomorrow.
A few showers tomorrow.
Yeah.
No big deal.
But windy and we won't call it windy. Breezy right into the weekend.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Bye. All right, Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.